1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. The NBA has its champion after tonight's Game 7 of the finals. The call on ESPN.
For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
The Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers 103-91. The Pacers lost star Tyrese Haliburton early in the game due to a serious lower right leg injury. A bulletin from the National Terrorism Advisory Service warns of a, quote, heightened threat environment in the United States following the U.S. military strikes on Iran's nuclear sites. Correspondent Chanel Kell.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says there are currently no credible specific threats against the homeland, but experts that we've been hearing from say information sharing between local and state law enforcement and government officials will be critical in the days ahead.
The security alert also applies to Americans traveling abroad. U.S. stock futures are down and the price of oil is rising following the U.S. bombing of Iran. CBS's Holly Williams has more from Erbil, Iraq.
Following the U.S. strikes, Iran's parliament voted to close the Strait of Hormuz here in the Middle East, presumably by making it too dangerous for oil tankers. The strait's a conduit for around a quarter of the world's oil. So if Iran's supreme leader approved that measure, and if Iran was actually able to do it, then that would have a global economic impact.
Mahmoud Khalil, the former Columbia University graduate student detained by the government for more than 3 months, has been freed by a judge's order and is back home in New Jersey. He spoke at the school.
Mahmoud Khalil is a father and husband. And above all, Mahmoud Khalil is Palestinian.
Khalil was detained for helping lead student protests against the war in Gaza. The government says it will appeal his release. Tens of millions of people across the Midwest and the East had another day of dangerously hot temperatures. Bruce Marcus checks in with people in Milwaukee to see how they're coping with it.
Days of extreme heat have gotten on some residents' nerves.
It's awful. I don't like the heat.
It is too darn hot. It's hard for me.
But not everyone minds the heat wave.
I love the hot weather. It feels good. It's good to be warm and a little sweaty.
The end of the heat wave is in sight. Bruce Marcus for CBS News, Milwaukee.
The heat will shift eastward tomorrow, and daily high temperatures will generally rise 10 to 15 degrees higher than average across much of the Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and points east. This is CBS News.
A word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive can make bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Swollen, tired eyes.
I'm not afraid to die.
great songs from Cat and the Hurricane. We start every hour with our double dip of local sounds, and we did it with Cat and that Hurricane. Why? Because they just cleaned up at the Mama Awards. Look, they took home five different categories. Catch up with the Mama's news by going to themamas.org. And that smart calculator that you have in that pocket of yours will take you there. The new car smells of the brand new Atwood Music Hall, who hosted this year's Mamas, is powered in this half hour by Turtle Island Dispensary. The Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, growing supplies, and even those wonderful rose bath bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison, or ship right to your door at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. Mr. Newski is live at the UW campus here on 7-4. This is brand new music you can't get anywhere else on any of those electronic sites. You have to go just to a special Bandcamp page. Learn more about that whole story by going to Terry Barr's interview with him on our podcast page. This is Bitter End of Beginning on Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
All in the glove box. Gasoline, Listerine, guillotine. I'm in between love. I'm just getting started on the bitter end of the beginning. The beginning. I'm just getting started on the bitter end.
Newski and then Bing Bong in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. You can catch Bing Bong 7-4 at the Monona Community Fest or at the High Noon Saloon on 7-18. Both great shows, one indoors, one outdoors. I might go to both. Speaking of great live stuff, Eddie Berth is live at Atwood Avenue on 7-26 at the Chocolate Shoppy or on 7-16 in Sun Prairie. No pen, no paper, don't panic. Follow along Max Inc. Radio on the social media things, and just like that, we'll keep you in the loops of what's going on. Here is Smoke From Your Gun on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. Well, she's old and she's weak. She yearns. I said, hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. But she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for beauty and youth and his flood. You're too quick to ignore, but that bottle of whiskey's just part of his history. His mind, it was fried in the war. I said, hold on, this gentleman is shaking. His eyes, you're too quick to ignore.
This is hour number two, and we're moving right along. In fact, right along into our last break in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. We do it with Armchair Boogie, who is live on 627 at the Blue Ox Music Fest in Eau Claire, and then 629 in Fond du Lac. This is All My Friends on Max Inc. Radio.
There's a pile of rocks sitting at the corner of a field. to find myself on top of those stones. I'm feeling all sorts of feels. There's arrows of light shining down from the heavens, and they're shining so bright and so loud that I must have my dang old head in the ground. That's the way it goes after a night like that. Yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo. We were having all sorts of laughs. What would I do that to myself? Why would I drink my night away? Oh yeah, that's right. All my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to rule and love their way. They keep me around. Send me a picture of sadness. Send me the Holy Ghost. Sell me some sort of way to get on with my day and forget where my troubles are at. Invite me over for dinner and buy my woman too. Give me a plate of baked beans, tater salad, far too much barbecue. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to grow and love their way and home. They keep me around. Pick me kind of tough, pick me kind of freaky. You can feel like a tiger creeping up real sneaky. Told me to do it.
nuts, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Products Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Let's do it.
Local sounds on Max Inc. Radio, the Geology Club, and then VO5, who I'm going to see next at Atwood Fest in July. Check out the amazing lineup at atwoodfest.com. All these local artists who are crammed into 2 hours thanks to this local sponsor, Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence and craftsmanship. Good Neighbor Fencing is in Madison and provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, aluminum fencing, they have it all. Find them at Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call. They do it all at 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. Fat Function now on Max Inc. Radio, who's also getting to be at Atwood Fest. See what we did there? 2 in a row. That was Sweatbox and Fat Function on Max Inc. Radio, another Atwood Fest feature artist. And I was thinking, why don't we do two in a row? Both on Saturday, 7/16. Next, we have Mama Dig Down's Brass Band on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
In my eyes, you're like a perfect flower with the poisonous down of barbed wire. You're wrapped around my reason, I'm paralyzed, but gratified. In my mind, I try to justify the lack of my defense, but all the time I disconnect my feelings until everything inside is as cold as ice.
That was Avengers Assembled on Max Inc. Radio, the After Hours show. We're going to leave you this week with M. Shays. They did an amazing job at the MOM Awards last week. This is In the Middle of Now on Max Inc. Radio. See you next week, everybody, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time. time marching by. Just close your eyes till you know it's over, and trust me, we
Hazelden Betty Ford. Treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Oklahoma City Thunder are tops in the NBA tonight.
NBA MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander poured in a game-high 29 points and dished out 12 assists to help the Thunder beat the Pacers in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, 103-91.
Three is on the way. Cha-ching, the Thunder, buddy.
ball. Is Shea like a shark smelling blood in the water? He may be, baby.
The call courtesy of the Thunder Radio Network. Indiana played most of the game without star guard Tyrese Haliburton, who suffered an Achilles injury just 7 minutes in. SGA was named the Bill Russell NBA Finals Most Valuable Player. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
There has been a lot of reaction from Capitol Hill about the U.S. attacks on three Iranian nuclear sites. Correspondent Willie James Inman has the view from Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine and Kentucky Republican Congressman Thomas Massie.
Republicans largely praised the attack, but many Democrats and some